how did you get involved in teaching and or working with students?
I actually can't remember a time when I didn't want to be a teacher, and I think most teachers would say the same thing. I used to set up school on my front porch and make my neighbors and relatives sit through school lessons. And I grew up in a small community where my friend's mom was a teacher in our little school. So I'd stay after school and write on the chalkboards, clean the brushes and mark spelling tests and those kinds of things. So I just think it's always been in my blood.
What do you get out of the experience?
Not a day goes by that there isn't something or several things that make me smile and love my job. I think probably the look on the kids' faces when they master a new skill, or something like the feeling whenever you earn the trust of a student who hasn't really loved school up until this point. And we're constantly learning from one another. Every day I learn from both my colleagues and my students.
What's been one of the biggest challenges for you?
Teaching is such humanitarian work, and when you encounter kids who need help in any way, whether it's emotional, social, financial, it's really hard to leave that at school.
Now, COVID has brought its own challenges. How have lesson plans and online delivery impacted how you teach?
Certainly has thrown a wrench into things. I would say the actual delivery of my lessons hasn't changed a whole lot, especially when we were doing Google Meets and such. And in terms of lesson planning, you know, we plan, and like any type of planning you do, plans change. And so, you know, often we start teaching something, the kids ask a question, and our lesson totally changes into something else. So they really drive the learning. But whenever I was planning for remote learning, I think the biggest challenge was trying to find things that the kids would be able to do at home, because we're very reliant on the parents and their help and what resources they have in their homes to set up these lessons, you know, and kindergarten especially is so hands-on and play-based. And so every lesson we delivered, I was constantly thinking, you know, okay, at school, these are the things we'd use, but they're not common things to have around the house. So I was trying to, you know, think of alternatives that we could use and suggest those to parents and, you know, that kind of thing. I would say my planning took so much longer just simply because of that.
What advice would you have for people interested in becoming a teacher?
Make sure you're in the profession for the right reasons. I think kids can really sense if you're there for them and if you're there because you're interested in helping them learn and grow.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
I can't single-handedly take credit for any accomplishment because the career is such a team effort, and any success definitely relies heavily on the work of, you know, previous teachers and parents and families and community members and administrators. But I do think back to one group that of students who had a variety of learning needs, from autism to anxiety and ADHD and learning disabilities and such. My principal at the time really encouraged me to take some of the things I'd learned in the special ed role and try them in my classroom. So she kind of let me really step out of the box, and it wasn't, I don't think back necessarily to the things the kids learned academically, but I think the school experience maybe changed a little bit for them, and there maybe were a few who were more excited to come to school that year, and that's a pretty awesome feeling.
So thank you, and I enjoyed doing that.
Yeah.
So thanks again, and
thank you.
Continued good luck.